Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. Mike Coates here, presenting the full 2 hours today with colleague John Yule away on holiday. My introductory trike, more sedate than normal, I think you would agree, was the little giant John Griffin leading his sextet. They comprised Johnny Griffin on tenor, Donald Byrd trumpet, Pepper Adams baritone, Kenny Drew piano, Wilbur Ware bass, with Philly Joe Jones at the drums. And that was recorded in New York City on the 25th of February 1958. And the title was Sticks, Tricks. And we'll hear more Johnny Griffin later on this year. It's a new batch of CDs I've received, and there's some interesting tracks to listen to. A not-so-prevalent instrument on Swing Time is the French horn. Although photographs exist of early bands with French horns included in the lineup, there is little, if any, examples appearing in the recordings of classic jazz, and the French horn doesn't seem to appear until the 1940s. Two leading players of the instrument were John Grass, that's G-R-A-A-S, and Julius Watkins. And it's a John Grass track that we are going to hear. An unusual aspect of the trike is that it was a primer for students, and it was put out by the Decca America Decca record label. The idea was that students would buy the record and were then issued with a set of instructions by John Grass, with requests for the students to write back and let him know what they thought of it, any problems and things of that nature, questions and comments. There aren't any record of the results of this experiment, but it seems to me to have been a good idea at the time. And here is one of the tracks with what I consider to be a formidable lineup. The name of the track is Minor Call, a John Grass composition, with Bob Ennivaldson, Val trombone, John Grass himself on French horn, Herb Geller, alto, and he had to record as Bert Herbert for contractual reasons, Dave Pell playing tenor, Claude Williams is the piano player, Howard Roberts guitar, Curtis Counts bass, and Larry Bunker on drums. Recorded in Los Angeles on the 28th of November 1955, this is Minor Call. And perhaps you might like to jot down your thoughts on the record, although I'm afraid, sadly, John Grass will not be responding. Here is Minor Call. Sadly, John Grass was not able to see the results of his early efforts to establish the French horn as a major jazz instrument, nor his enthusiasm for counterpoint in jazz, which he also was keen to promote. Anyway, that continued to happen anyway, so all was not lost. Sadly, he died in 1962 at the early age of 37. And despite this short existence, he was able to fulfil a role as first horn player in the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra at the age of 17. And he commenced his jazz career with Claude Thornhill in 1942. Subsequently, he played with Tex Beneke and Stan Kenton in 1950 and 1951. He then settled in Hollywood, where he recorded with the likes of Jerry Mulligan, his own group, and others. Here is a record he made from the album Shorty Rogers called Courts the Count. This is Topsy. Thank you. Topsy. And the lineup on the Shorty Rogers track there really reads like a who's who of West Coast jazz. Shorty Rogers and Conrad Gozzo with Maynard Ferguson and Harry Edison on trumpets, Milt Bernhardt, Harry Betts, Bob Ennivoldsen again on trombone, John Grass included in the lineup on French horn, Paul Salmenko, tuba, Herb Geller, Budchank on altos, Zoot Sims and Bob Cooper play tenors, Jimmy Jufrey on baritone. Marty Page was the pianist with Curtis Cons again at the bass with Shelley Mon at the drum kit. And that was recorded in Los Angeles on the 2nd of February 1954. A couple of tracks there then reminding us of French horn player John Grass. His dates were the 14th of October 1924 to the 13th of April 1962. The other mainstay of the jazz French horn is Julius Watkins. We frequently encounter him in recordings led by Gil Evans. In effect, Julius crops up on a surprising number of recordings, including some which fall into the classic record category, such as this one. Thank you. Whisper Not by the Benny Golson Nonet, with Art Farmer trumpet, Jimmy Cleveland trombone, Julius Watkins French horn, Gigi Grice alto, Benny Golson tenor, Shehab on baritone, Wynton Kelly played piano, Paul Chambers bass, and Charlie Persip was at the drums. And that was recorded in New York City between the 14th and 17th of October 1957. Whisper Not. I will look to include further examples of Julius Watkins in future programmes. From time to time, we encounter sessions which are recorded but are not issued until much later, after the date of recording. This is the case with the next selection. Indeed, this much later appearance may be the reason it is so obscure, really. It was recorded in 1957, but not released until 1980. And we have the Red Novo Quintet. And as I say, the recording was done in 57, but not released until later, which makes a bit of a nonsense of the title of the track, which is The Forward Look. Quite a long forward look in this instance. The Red Novo Quintet was Jerry Dudgeon on reeds, Red Novo vibes, Jimmy Whibble on guitar, Red Wooten on bass, and John Malcolm on drums. The recording location was at the Outside at the Inside Club, which is situated in Palo Alto in California. Recorded on the 31st of December 1957, at last, here is The Forward Look. Thank you. Well, they all look set to have a good New Year's Eve at the outside at the Inside Club in Palo Alto at that session with Red Novo. That trike, The Forward Look, was the album title trike. It was composed by Jerry Dodgian, a saxophonist who is certainly no stranger to British shores. You are listening to Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM with Mike Coates taking care of business for the entire programme today. Having played one classic track, Time for Another from an Earlier Period. Here we have the Bessie Espana Big Four, and they are Muggsy Spanier on cornet, Sidney Bessie soprano, sax and clarinet, Carmen Mastron is the guitar player, Wellman Brough from the Ellington Orchestra, or an ex-Ellingtonian here, on bass, and this was recorded in New York City on the 28th of March 1940. Here is Lazy River. River with Sidney Bechet there in majestic form. Having said last week that I always considered that big band leader Gerald Wilson had been somewhat overshadowed by the likes of the Basies, Ellingtons and Hermans of the jazz world, I'm going to return to the disc I played last week, which prompted the comment initially. The soloists on this next track then are Clark Terry trumpet, Frank Wes tenor, and Kenny Barron on piano. And the full lineup is, in addition to those gentlemen, John Faddis, Jimmy Owens and Eddie Henderson, and Sean Jones trumpets, Benny Powell, Louis Bonilla, Dennis Wilson and Douglas Purveyance on trombones, Jesse Davis alto, Jerry Dodgian again on alto, Jay Bradford baritone, Anthony Wilson, and you may recall that's Gerald Wilson's son, on guitar, Larry Ridley bass, and possibly also Bob Cranshaw on bass on this track, although I couldn't make out whether there are two basses or not playing. Lewis Nash at the drums, with Gerald Wilson, conductor and arranger. Recorded in the Clinton Recording Studios, New York City, 25th and 26th of February 2003. Here is Blues for Ina Ina. Thank you.